Put aspirin in your washing machine and see what happens. As much as we dread laundry day, there's just no getting around it. Well, not unless you want to walk around naked. According to the American Time Use Survey by the US Department of Labor, women spend an average of 17 minutes a day on doing laundry. While that number is 5 for the fellas, looks like the guys need to step it up. Anyway, if we're gonna spend so much time doing it, we might as well make it easier on ourselves, don't you think? This video will definitely help you cut the time you spend sorting, washing, and drying your laundry. Throw some aspirin into the washer to whiten your clothes. Some people try to avoid wearing white simply because it's a pain to maintain. The washer doesn't seem to have any trouble removing outside dirt from white clothing, but it's absolutely hopeless at getting out stubborn yellow pit stains. Plus, stained or not, white clothes just lose their brightness over time. But guess what? We've got some good news for you. Putting some aspirin into the washing machine can help whiten and brighten your whites. And this effect is all thanks to the salicylic acid contained in these pills. This stuff isn't just for treating acne. It also gets deep into the fabric of stained clothes and effectively removes dirt. It's especially good for shirts with sweat stains, since aspirin easily breaks up and lifts that frustrating yellowish tint. How to use aspirin to whiten your clothes. You'll need 10 aspirins in 325 mg pills for each gallon of hot water. As soon as you notice your whites aren't so white anymore, dissolve the aspirins in hot water. Crushing the pills up first will help them dissolve faster, saving you precious time. Submerge your garments in the water completely and let them soak for at least 8 hours. After that, take your laundry out, throw it in the washer to rinse, and let it air dry in the sun. Another option is to add the already dissolved pills straight into your wash cycle. This isn't quite as effective as soaking your clothes for several hours, but it can get the job done. Now that you know about this little laundry life hack, you'll be able to reach for your favorite white shirt and know that yellow sweat stains are a thing of the past. Before we get into other useful tips, there is one more secret use of aspirin that can really come in handy. If you dissolve the pills in cold water, it'll help you get rid of blood stains on your clothes. It's really important that the water be cold because hot water will only fix the proteins in the blood deep into the fabric. Once that's happened, it's pretty much impossible to remove the stain. So dampen your clothes in cold water, crush up an aspirin, and rub the powder over the stain. Let it sit there for several hours, then wash your garment as usual. Unfortunately, this method probably won't eliminate the stain completely on the first go. But if you repeat this procedure, the spot will eventually vanish. Don't use liquid fabric softener on your whites. Experienced laundry gurus don't recommend adding liquid fabric softener when washing your whites. And that's because it doesn't let your clothes become as white as possible. If your goal is blindingly white whites, then all you need to do is use bleach. Skip on the detergent and liquid fabric softener. Just be sure to pour it into the bleach tray to avoid stains. Use mouthwash to clean the washing machine. Washers need to be disinfected regularly in order to continue performing at the level they're supposed to. There are special detergents you can buy if you want to keep your washing machine in tip-top shape, or you can use your regular mouthwash. All you've got to do is add half a cup of the stuff to your detergent tray, run a full wash cycle, and that's it. You've effectively destroyed fungus, mold, and harmful bacteria. Use baby shampoo to restore shrunken clothes. This might sound weird, but baby shampoo or hair conditioner can return your shrunken clothes to their original size. Well, technically, it's not possible to unshrink something that's become smaller, but in this case, you'll relax the fibers in the garment. And this will make it possible to stretch the fabric back to its original shape and size. To try it, you'll need 1/4 cup, or about 60 mils, of baby shampoo or hair conditioner for every gallon of warm water. Let the clothing soak for 15 to 30 minutes in the mixture. If you can, start stretching the item out while it's still submerged. When you take it out, don't rinse it. Just dry it with a towel, stretch it to the necessary size, and lay it out flat. It's worth mentioning that this technique works best with cotton, cashmere, and wool clothes. Silk, polyester, and rayon, on the other hand, will be a little tougher. Don't sort your loads by color. Don't sort your clothes by their color, sort them by the density of the fabric. Heavy fabrics absorb more water than lighter ones, which is why the detergent gets washed out on different items in varying degrees. Mixing your fabrics also damages clothes with thin fibers. There are two exceptions, though. Whites should always be washed separately from colors. Don't do it if the water temperature is higher than 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Otherwise, clothes with different colors will bleed into each other. Use shaving cream to get makeup stains out. Getting makeup stains out can be a pain in the neck, too. Some foundations and lipsticks can actually ruin your clothes and remain on them forever. So to remove makeup from your clothes, you can put regular old shaving cream on the stain and just wash the items as you normally would. Remove stubborn stains with a hairdryer. You can actually get rid of old non-protein stains, such as those from grass, soil, or juice, but not blood, by heating them up with a hairdryer and then putting a little detergent on the spot. After that, put the article of clothing into the washer and run your normal cycle. The heat helps the ingredients in the laundry soap work more effectively. Use towels to make your laundry dry faster. If you don't have time to wait for your dryer to finish a load, just throw a dry towel into the machine. The towel will absorb the moisture in the clothes, cutting drying time way down. Just beware that, depending on the towel, your garments may come out covered in lint. But hey, that's what lint rollers are for. Use special bags when washing socks. You know how there's always that one sock from a pair that mysteriously goes missing? Well, believe it or not, scientists have actually come up with something called the Sock Loss Index. Psychologist Simon Moore and statistician Jeff Ellis teamed up to develop a formula explaining where our lost socks go. And no, it's not Sock Narnia. Turns out, careless sock pairing and putting socks in the wrong wash are the biggest causers of the lost sock mystery. That's why it's a good idea to use special bags to wash small pieces of clothing, like socks and undies, for each member of the family. There you go, case closed. Although, I kinda like the idea of Sock Narnia. Don't dry your clothes too much. It's really hard to iron clothes that have been dried for longer than necessary. The problem is that the fabric becomes resistant to heat, so it becomes extremely difficult to reshape it. Even a garment steamer won't help you out in really bad cases of heat resistance. It's easier to iron clothes that are still a little damp. It's even possible to iron clothes, especially dress shirts and other items made from thin fabric, straight out of the washer. And if your clothes do get overdried, just spray some water on them before you iron.